I'm joined now by RNZ business reporter Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, business confidence is improving, but it sounds like there's a long way to go.
Yes, Joe. Growing inflation pressures, supply disruptions, and a difficulty in finding skilled staff are weighing on business sentiment. The Institute of Economic Research's latest business survey shows respondents slightly less pessimistic. A net 11% expected conditions to worsen over the near term, compared with a 16% at the end of last year. NZIER principal economist Christina Leong says the outlook is mixed and businesses are cautious, but they are still hiring and investing.
Despite some softening in demand that we're seeing in some of the sectors, and the fact that when it comes to expectations about profitability, businesses are still pessimistic about that, what we're seeing is that firms are feeling more positive about hiring and investment. And that's particularly the case when it comes to investing in plant and machinery. The fact that labour shortages are becoming more acute, and also with the increase in labour costs, that's sharpening the focus on businesses to invest in labour-saving technology.
So does this point to positive growth for the economy in that first quarter of the year?
Overall, these results, particularly when we look at the firm's own domestic trading activity, it points to annual GDP growth of around 2% for the year to March 2021.
That's NZIER principal economist Christina Leong talking to business editor Giles Beckford. The casino operator Sky City has cut ties with junket operators. The organised casino tours of big-spending foreign gamblers has been a lucrative earner for the company in past years. As Giles Beckford reports, doubts about such tours have been rising.
Sky City's been reviewing its international business, with borders having been closed, but it's given no specific reason why it's cutting ties with junket operators who organise foreign gambling groups, look after their bills and get a commission from the casinos. A recent Australian inquiry found the junket groups pose higher risks of money laundering and may be linked to organised crime. The inquiry recommended they be banned. But Sky City still wants the high rollers business. It says now it will deal directly with individuals and do its own vetting and background checks. This is Giles Beckford.
The country's largest insurance company, IAG, is hitting back at concerns about the expansion of its own vehicle collision repair service. The Collision Repair Association says the move could leave the industry under-resourced to cope with growth in electric vehicles as well as less competitive. IAG owns the NZI, State, AMI and Lumley insurance brands, but its executive general manager, Dean McGregor, says consumers will still have choice. He says IAG's repair hub will invest in the technology necessary to serve clients.
Vehicles are getting more and more complex. You know, I don't know that there's such a thing as a very straightforward or easy repair. You know, when you're dealing with complex materials, paints, paint finishes, some of the finishes, you know, have got multiple layers to them. I don't think there's anything terribly easy in this industry, and that's part of the acknowledgement of, you know, why we're investing as well, so that we can continue to invest in the training and the equipment standards that are required to support, you know, these really good repairs for our customers.
That's IAG Executive General Manager Dean McGregor talking this morning on 9 to Noon. Well-performing small and medium-sized businesses are in hot demand, with investors paying high prices. ABC Business Sales said some businesses are fetching up to 30% more than the asking price, with multiple buyers bidding up prices. ABC's Managing Director Chris Small says businesses that return between $200,000 and $400,000 a year are fetching anywhere between $1 million to $500,000.
I wouldn't say 30% over asking price is the standard, but we have seen a number of instances where we're taking businesses to market with a price on it and they end up getting more than they expected, which is great for the seller, and the purchaser's still happy with what they're getting.
That's ABC Business Managing Director Chris Small. Time now for the latest from the markets, and we're joined by Andrew Cathy from Craigs Investment Partners. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Nicholas.
Why don't you take us on a trot about with what's happening on the local markets so far today?
Yeah, look, the NZX 50 is having a solid day. It's up almost 1%, or 119 points at 12,637. Look, it's really been driven by A2 Milk. It's up 36 cents, or 4%, trading at $8.94. And also Fisher & Paykel Healthcare is having a strong day, also up 4% at $33.52. Looking at some of the other stocks, Auckland Airport's unchanged at $7.68. Fletcher Building down $4 at $7.13. Main Freight down $11 at $67.49. Meridian up 4.5 cents at $5.66. Somerset up $3 at $12.03. And Spark up $4 at $4.41.
And what's going on across the ditch on the Australian index?
Yeah, a bit quieter over there. Their market's only up 13 points, or 0.2% at 6,987 for the index. ANZ Bank up 5 at 28.92. BHP's off 21 cents at 45.97. Commonwealth Bank of Australia up 67 cents at $87.39. CSL up 88 cents at $266.38. NAB, it's up 4 at $26.87. Rio Tinto's off 50 cents at $114.42. Westpac down 4 at $25.26. Xero's having a good day, up $3.50 at $144.76.
And that leaves the currency, interest rates, oil and gold.
Yeah, look, we're a bit weaker against the major trading partners. The Kiwi dollar's currently buying 0.9217 Australian cents, 0.7017 US cents. Sterling, we're 51.08. Against the yen, we're 76.84. And against the euro, we're 0.5896. Interest rates are a bit stronger. 1 year interest rates are 0.3425. 10 year, 1.85%. Brent crude is $63.27 US a barrel. Gold slightly weaker, trading at $1,730 an ounce.
Thank you, Andrew. That's Andrew Caffey from Craigs Investment Partners. And just a couple of other items in today's business news. Retail spending using debit, credit and charge cards eased back in the March quarter. Stats NZ says spending dropped a seasonally adjusted 1.9% for the 3 months on the previous quarter, which it puts down to partial lockdowns. However, card spending for the month of March was up nearly 1% and 5% higher on a year ago. The hotel industry's sentiment is looking up, according to a report by the commercial property broker Colliers International. Its national director, Dean Humphreys, says that while yields remain at historic lows, the recent sales of two hotels in Queenstown indicate yields are firming. In addition, he says that there has been minimum downward pricing movement since the pandemic began. He says the industry is expecting a recovery in the next year to 18 months, with the COVID-19 vaccination program underway in key inbound tourism markets, with a travel bubble in Australia set to open next week. But that's it for business for now. We'll be back just after the 5:30 headlines and checkpoint with a wrap of the latest numbers and the day's news. Thanks, Joe.